Hello? Hello? Andy, are you around? Hello, welcome to the Messy Pew podcast. And this week it seems to be the other Andy's turn to not show up. Andy, I hope you're right, mate. And yeah, I hope you're not kind of blown away in this storm or anything silly like that. Yeah, bit of a shame because I kind of wanted to pick up a little bit where we finished last week, where we kind of started talking about God's purpose for us and our purpose for our lives and what that means. And somehow we kind of talked about prayer and kind of moved from there and kind of asked, is it okay to be sweary when we pray? I guess, I mean, obviously, you know, this is kind of prayer, and this is either swears kind of not in front of a polite audience, or at least, you know, not in front of a age appropriate, yeah, swearing in front of an age appropriate audience, I guess, is what we are meaning. And I guess we are also meaning kind of when we're swearing, or well, swearing in the context of being angry about a particular situation. I'm kind of imagining that there's something a little bit different between kind of swearing at God, swearing with God. But yeah, I guess I'm very much outwardly processing. Is that pretty much the same sort of thing? Is that all okay? So anyway, I went online. I went looking for quotes and other people's opinions. Like a good little Christian, I kind of went out looking for ideas and arguments to back up how I feel and to back up how I think. And I didn't find much, I'll be honest. So I'm going to share with you two, whole grand total of two, at least to start with. One is from Will Smith, you know, that well-known Bible teacher, Will Smith, as in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, anyway. And he said, throughout life, people will make you mad, disrespect you, and treat you bad. Almost sounds like a rap, doesn't it? Anyway, let God deal with the things they do, because hate in your heart will consume you too. And I'd argue, you know, even if he's half right, then actually sharing that kind of hate and that kind of pent-up frustration in the direction of God and however that kind of looks, surely that's gotta do our hearts good. Secondly, I stumbled across a forum written by random people, and someone basically asked the same question, to which someone replied, "It happens. When I'm upset, I tend to rant at God, and I tend to think that no matter what stupidity I'm spewing, he just sits there looking amused. Finally, it's like, are you done yet? And I realise I'm being stupid and stop. Sometimes we need to just blow off steam." And that's mostly what I found. And one problem I had was that when I was, you know, Googling stuff about, and I guess the idea in my head was, and the image in my head was us being angry with God, almost like a child gets angry with a parent and the child kind of kicks off and screams and shouts a little bit until the energy goes away and it all calms down. Unfortunately, when I got busy Googling along those lines, mostly what I found was articles about parenting an angry child instead of us being the angry child to God, our parent figure. And I'm not sure if that, I'm not sure what that says about us. I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, I'm going to stop at that point. I'll probably drop a few links into our show notes. Andy, I hope you're not lost in this storm, and I'll catch you soon.